This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The time for early voting in Louisiana has ended, and as of Tuesday at midnight, the numbers have surpassed previous early voting. Meg Casper, press secretary for Secretary of State Tom Shedler, says more than 437,000 people voted early across the state, and that's not including yesterday's turnout.
That's up from both 2008 and 2012.
In 2008, just over 292,000 people participated in early voting. And in 2012, that number reached 356,000. But who are these early voters?
About 57% of the early voters were women, 42% were men.
That looks very similar to the breakdown of early voting in the past two presidential elections.
The largest party that's turned out so far is the Democratic Party at 45%, followed closely by Republicans at 39% and other party at 16%. These are very comparable to what we've seen in the past.
Louisiana usually holds statewide elections, like the one last year for governor, on Saturdays. But federal elections fall on a Tuesday. Casper says that doesn't tend to change the trends we see in early voters.
Most of the time, a Tuesday election is a federal election, so we're either electing president, which is always our highest turnout election, or it's a congressional election. I think it more depends on what's on the ballot, not the day of the week.
And this year's ballot is lengthy. In addition to president, each congressional district is holding an election. There are 24 candidates for U.S. Senator and 6 constitutional amendments. The rest of the votes will be cast Tuesday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.